This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding,
Patrick, send me some audio so I know where we are in the open.
One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling
the sacred fire of liberty.
That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
On tonight, we've got Cheryl Chumley waiting in the wings from Washington Times. It is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour that we crank up each and every Thursday on the Robert Scott Bell Show for those of you listening live. And we'll dive headlong into issues of health freedom and healing liberty and also political freedom, political healing. Oh, could that be? Yes, we find a way. We do indeed find a way. Now, headline reads, The public trust is no more. It's gone. Really? You just figured that out? How did you figure that out? Well, apparently, the thought of having Donald Trump as president of these United States by the Democrat predecessors, the Obama people, the Clinton people, and those who ran the FBI, they couldn't think of it, couldn't stomach it. It was beyond the pale. What can we do to stop? What insurance policies do we have? And Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, was querying, I believe, one of the FBI guys about this guy Strzok, demoted and removed from Mueller's team over the summer, expressed support for Hillary, calling Trump an effing idiot, and, things I can't say on FCC-controlled radio airwaves. And he was grilling this agent and talking about some things. I'm just going to start and let you guys hear this, because there's some stunning revelations here. And here, Representative Jordan right now.
Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants at the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? Really, when you sum it all up, it boils down to those fundamental questions. Did you pay the guy who wrote it? And did you use what he wrote, disproven, discredited dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign? Did you use it to go get warrants to spy on Americans? That's what it comes down to. And you're the guy who can answer those questions. And yesterday I was convinced that the answer to those questions was probably yes, but today I'm even more convinced the answer is yes, based on the text messages we got to read early this morning.
So, you know, that's when they went after the Russian dossier, all this fake news that came out of this, because they were freaking out. Could Trump really win? He's not a globalist like us. What's the risk? What's the risk? Is there any insurance policy? What can we do to stop this from happening? Jordan's asking him.
And this is a text message from Mr. Strzok to Ms. Page, and Mr. Strzok says this: I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. Then there's a break. Dash, it says that there's no way he gets elected, no way Trump gets elected. He says, I want to believe that. You said that in a meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. I want to believe that. But then he goes, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. But this goes to intent. He says, we can't take the risk of, you know, the people of this great country might elect Donald Trump president. We can't take this risk. This is Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI. This is Peter Strzok, who I think had a hand in that dossier that was all dressed up and taken to the FISA court. He's saying, we can't take the risk. We have to do something about it.
The public trust is gone. Well, where have you been? How long is it going to take you to get to that point where you realize there's criminal activity at the level of government, probably on all levels, but certainly at the federal level? Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times joins me now. Did you watch any of this Jim Jordan questioning here from today earlier, Cheryl?
Hey, Robert. I caught bits and pieces. I caught the entire one that he gave a few days ago, which was similar in tone and content to what he did before Rod Rosenstein.
I mean, you talk about all of this blowing up in the face of those who hate Trump. You know, it was there for certain. It was Russian collusion, and all the collusion with Russia apparently is fictitious, or it's actually real on the side of the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Yeah, let's remember this entire fiasco that we're seeing unwind on Capitol Hill right now, this entire bomb that's exploding in the Democrats' faces. What it started with was way back in 2016 alleging that the only way Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the White House was that he or his Trump campaign team colluded with Russia officials to steal the election away from Hillary Clinton by working with the DNC or working with other Democratic operatives to release negative information about the Clinton campaign. And mm-hmm. Look where we've come. Look where we are right now. Everything's pointing back at the Democrats and at those in power who are supposed to be largely unbiased. Everything's pointing at them as mm-hmm. bringing this entire witch hunt Russia collusion thing to just a crumbling halt.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with what's going on, those of you listening outside of the country, too, we have listeners all over the world, this is about the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, you know, this is high-up federal law enforcement agency colluding to prevent possibly what they perceive to be a disaster of a Trump presidency, politically or otherwise. I've said it because he's not a globalist, and there are many people that have infiltrated our government on many levels that don't believe in America first, that believe in globalism first. And because of that, I think Trump was a great threat to them. He wasn't part of them. Oftentimes, we've seen between Democrats and Republicans winking and nodding and patting each other's behinds behind the scenes, laughing at all of us as they sell us out, sell our country out to globalist interests. And so I think that was the biggest threat that they perceived of a Donald Trump coming in. He's not one of us.
And the reason for those, like you said, for those who may not be aware of all the fast-moving details in this story, the reason this all implicates the FBI and the Department of Justice is that a key player that brought to James Comey some information on how to word his findings on Hillary Clinton's email server, specifically how to water it down so it didn't sound as bad as it was, mm-hmm. is named Peter Strzok. And he was the one that was just let go from the investigative team put together by Robert Mueller to look for Russia collusion ties between Trump and Russian authorities. So we're finding more and more red flags the deeper into this Russia collusion investigation we get, and nothing at all points to collusion between Trump and Russia, and that's the key thing to keep in mind here.
So the public trust issue, and Jordan brings this up, and I'm thinking, welcome to the club. You finally arrived at that state of disillusionment to realize that these higher institutions are rife with corruption. Doesn't mean everybody's corrupt within it, but there's plenty to go around here. Let's get another clip from Jordan from today.
And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone. So it seems to me you got two things you can do. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy who picked Mueller. You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You can disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
Wouldn't that be interesting? To turn the investigation over to what has gone on within the investigation and how much corruption there is and cover-ups apparently going on within the FBI here.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Congress or authorities in the federal government appointing yet another special investigator, special counsel, and so forth, because I think it distracts oftentimes from matters that are more politically crucial. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing really going on that is more crucial right now than the ability of Americans to maintain faith in their government. And the FBI and the Department of Justice, through texting, through what we've learned through various statements caught and reported upon by major media outlets, has shown itself to be biased against Donald Trump, with totally anti-Donald Trump, and we need to know how deep this is has infected the investigation that's supposed to be unbiased, looking for collusion between Russia and Donald Trump. And also, Jordan also actually called for the subpoena of various FBI and Department of Justice officials to bring mm-hmm. them before Congress to testify as to what they know about these looming, emerging matters. And I think that's a great idea as well.
Yeah, Cheryl, I'm with you on that. I mean, I don't necessarily need more special investigators, but it's gotten so far and it's gone so deep that, as you say, faith in these institutions. We often talk about faith. You write about faith. And I think we have a lot of misplaced faith in the institutions because men run them and men are fallible, some women as well. And so if this is a wake up call that you can no longer and you shouldn't have ever placed your faith in government institutions, the only thing was to bind them down by the changes of the Constitution. We've heard that before. And that now it's barely a feather that's tickling them if they do something wrong. And they probably like it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think deeper investigation into the investigation is warranted here because we need to know how deep this goes. Is it just the top players that are biased? Is it just a few rotten apples at the top? Or is this kind of a systemic thing that goes through deep into both agencies, the FBI and the Department of Justice? And I think we really need to weed out and root out those bad seeds, get rid of them. And also, I think we need to, once the smoke clears a little bit, we need to revisit the idea of Jeff Sessions. And is he still effective at the Department of Justice, or should he at this time be replaced by somebody who is not as tainted, who has not stepped outside the box of investigating Russia? Jeff Sessions is pretty much ineffective right now. He's not doing anything, and we do have to bring up the question, is it time for Jeff Sessions to go?
Yeah, I'm going to be questioning his character, which I don't like to do because he seems like a man of integrity, yet there's inconsistencies in terms of his belief in the Constitution as the guiding principle because of his overriding belief that cannabis is somehow an evil weed rather than a medicine from the Creator. And he, you know, violates the concept of the Tenth Amendment, which he seems to like, this concept of state rights, unless it disagrees with a personal belief he has. And that, to me, says he doesn't have that principled commitment to limited government. We're going to talk more about that with Cheryl Chumley. She's working the opinions page of the Washington Times online, WashingtonTimes.com. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We're going to talk about, the media hating Trump. Is there a study that proves it? And if so, could it be a major league MOD? What that is, we'll tell you after this break with Cheryl Chumley right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty continues now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times is here. Jonathan is apparently very, very busy, which is not unlike him. And so we're going to carry on the Sacred Fire of Liberty together, Cheryl. And, you know, when we talk about politicians, whether they be on the political left or the political right, what I love about you, Cheryl, is intellectual integrity. Right? Among many things that we appreciate you for is that we're going to call out someone that theoretically you would say, well, that person's on your side. Why would you say something not nice about it? Well, it isn't about being nice or not. It's about being principled, right? If Trump does something that we say, you know, that's aligned with the Constitution, that's small, you know, well, that's our perception, we go, yeah, go. If he does something that completely violates it, I have no problem calling it out. Sometimes people don't do that, and that's where we see intellectual, how would we say, vacuousness, something that's missing there.
Exactly right. I mean, you have to take a stand for principle, and if you're American, if you're a patriot, if you're a true constitutionalist, you should stand for the principle, not the person. Mm-hmm. And if that crosses with Donald Trump sometimes, so be it.
Yes. So when Trump is correct, we'll say it. If he's wrong, we'll say it too. Not unlike the mainstream media that only says one thing about him, and it's usually not favorable. In fact, maybe you have this perception, but sometimes we need some level of validation to show us what we already know to be true by some inherent definition. And that is often what we refer to here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Well, you people suffering from Trump derangement syndrome might not like it, but you certainly don't like Donald Trump, and apparently he was right by the numbers. The media hate him. Cheryl, you wrote an article about it. We have it linked up. Tell us, what do we find that validates Trump's statement that the media hates him?
A new study from the Media Research Center found that in the last 3 months, September, October, and November, nearly 91% of the remarks made from reporters and other so-called nonpartisan, non-biased pundits who appeared on the evening broadcast on ABC, NBC, and CBS, mm-hmm. they were all anti-Trump in nature. 91% anti-Trump in nature. I mean, that's huge. That's not, you know, that's not a 70-30, even 80-20. That's nearing 100%. And so Trump's quite right in saying the mainstream media hates him and pretty much does an all-courts press each evening to attack him.
Well, is that precedented in history, right? We talk about polls. How do you like the president? Do you not? And we look in one segment of the population, the mainstream media. Of course, there are people that have a bias toward the left, toward the right. Some actually have principles, not many. But I don't know in my lifetime I've ever seen the media being called out for abject hatred of a president to this degree.
Yeah, could you imagine if, this was Barack Obama? Can you imagine if 91% of the reporting had been unfavorable toward him or critical of him? You know that the mainstream media would be pouncing on that as indicative of, you know, say Fox News did it, of Fox News's bias. But the fact is that, in September, this study found, for example, only 31 statements on these three networks were favorable toward Trump versus 359 negative. And that's pretty much how it's been for those 3 months. The previous 3 months, it was pretty much the same thing too, 91% anti-Trump statements from these same networks.
I realize that a lot on the ground level are just Me Too's, and I'm not co-opting the hashtag Me Too in this case, but they hear what the pundits do and that have their political leanings, so they all kind of play along. But as I said, this is unlike any other time where people aren't thinking clearly, and even the reporters. To me, it's exposing this bias toward globalism, yes, but also toward statism. That anything that threatens the power and growth and strength of the domination of a government over people, either to suppress them or to prop them up through some form of welfare, now is a threat to the very order of the universe. I mean, it is so spectacularly out of balance that I don't know how many homeopathic remedies I have to put out there, and it's still not going to make a difference.
And you know what it is, too, Robert, is it's just boring. I mean, if you watch evening news and you get constantly the same barrage of criticisms against
yeah.
Trump, and you know what they're going to say before it's even out of their mouth, how can that possibly be good TV? How can it possibly gain ratings?
Tune it out, but tune in the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues. Bonus time with Cheryl Chumley after this break. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Big CBD updates all the way up from the World Health Organization later today. I'm not a big fan of them, but they've actually acknowledged something we've talked about here for many years about CBD from hemp, which is kind of cool. We also got an award Michelle Malkin has granted to Terry LaPointe of Medical Kidnap. Very interesting that someone in the mainstream press, Michelle does good work, has acknowledged her work against the invasiveness of child protective services. They're not really protecting children, but often operating on behalf of for-profit hospitals to kidnap children. Some stuff's going on there. We've got questions about systemic candida and What is it about women over 85 that they celebrate more than anything else? We'll talk about that next hour. But right now we have more with Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. Bonus time here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. And one of your articles, your opinion pieces here, I don't know how to describe this one, but you're observing something about investors now are flush with $26 trillion to strong-arm corporations on climate change. Now, before I let you loose on this, neither Cheryl Chumley nor Robert Scott Bell wants to see the environment toxic and polluted to the point of abject destruction. That's not our point in talking about this next story. But we have perspectives on how to prevent that from happening that don't involve big government bureaucratic oligarchies that end up enabling polluters to the detriment of the people who are supposed to be protected. Now, having said that, where is this $26 trillion coming from?
Yeah, this is a crazy story that's really fallen under the radar in the last week. What's going on is Donald Trump withdrew America from the Paris Accord in June or July, saying that the environmental mandates it would have burdened us with would have resulted in too much financial economic damage. It would have clamped growth in America, and rightly so. He made the right decision. So now fast forward to this week in Paris, there was the climate summit where you had the UN bureaucrats from all over the world come together and press forward the idea that we have to join this Paris Accord, otherwise the world's going to blow up or heat waves are going to wipe out humanity and we're all going to die. And mm-hmm. So what came from that is this group of fund managers got together, 225 of them, and they pledged $26.3 trillion in assets to go out and about in the world, including in America, and target corporations to get them to bend their way of doing business in accordance with the Paris Treaty. So in other words, this is going to be a backdoor implementation of the Paris Accord. And what's worse is that Americans don't even get to put this to the vote. It's going to be done under the cloak, the umbrella of voluntary compliance. But what's going to happen is these radical environmentalists who have banded together in this group to press this $26 trillion mandate, they're going to go through the public relations arm and just compel these companies to bend to the will of the Paris Accord, or they're going to do things like set up PR campaigns to boycott the companies. So this is something to beware, and when you combine that with the 50 mayors in the United States and the 38 states that have already agreed to implement various degrees of the Paris Accord in their state and local communities, this is going to be the Paris Accord by proxy. It's going to be the Paris Accord put in place without the ratification of the Senate, without the will of the White House, without the will of the American people.
Yeah, and folks, again, the illusion that these people are for the environment at that global level, it is about protecting one another. Those large multinational corporations gaining special benefit from environmental protection agencies around the world. Our own EPA is an example for those that are still under the illusion that those operating in the bureaucratic oligarchy under these alphabet soup agencies, whether it be FDA, FTC, FCC, we've example after example of how they don't protect the public, much less the EPA not protecting the environment. We've had numerous examples, and I will go back in history, not too long ago, but some years ago. Do you remember the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico?
Right.
Remember that? Okay, an environmental disaster. And there were people I interviewed on this very program that had environmentally friendly technologies utilizing bacteria from the natural world that proved that they could eat the oil up within the ocean, completely digested into a harmless substance, and there was no secondary negative effects on any level. And they went to the EPA on the state level, they went on the federal level, and they were shot down every which way but loose. And then guess what? Corexit was the thing that they used. Who benefited by the cleanup by getting to use Corexit? The same company that was supposedly liable for the spill in the first place. So BP actually made money on the back end thanks to our EPA in a non-environmental friendly way with a toxic chemical that has been shown to cause blistering, potential cancer. So I want to relate this to Cheryl, so people understand that oftentimes, Cheryl, we are derided as anti-environmentalists because we don't believe in globalism or even a strong federal bureaucracy being captured by the industry it's supposed to protect us from. And regulatory capture is a very real thing, and it does not help us. It does not help the environment. Private property rights do.
Well, speaking from the perspective of covering environmentalism, private property matters, and how those two things play out together. For about 15 years, I can say that if you really dig into the environmental movement, you start to get eyebrow-raising awareness about how much money can be made in bolstering the whole climate change alarmism mantra. There is so much money that's made based on the fact that a Chicken Little type messaging that the world is crumbling unless we take X action, or unless we compel the government to give this much money to this cause. And that's what it's based on. That's what drives it. And I guess I would liken it to your listeners, who are probably more in tune with health freedom. If you look at what goes on, say, with medical advancements or medicinal discoveries that come up in the free market, only to be shot down by the government, the big bureaucrats, because there's more money to be made in big pharma, that's sort of what takes place in the environmental world as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what we see across the spectrum in government. Those that, you know, again, believe, it's like stop it with saying conservatives like pollution. It's so stupid at that point, but that's what the belief has been ingrained in them, that only, you know, the federal government could protect us from polluters, when in fact, again, they are purchased, they are captured, the regulatory agencies, and of course the whole cap and trade scheme. It's another money-making scheme rather than one that's truly beneficial to the environment. And of course the American worker is destroyed by that, and that's what we need, is more people unable to work for a living. And so, yes, what you're saying is exactly accurate, folks. If you have seen the evil that is done by FDA in suppressing natural safe cures, for instance, for cancer or other things, the same scenario is occurring within the EPA as they enable the polluters. I've interviewed people who have worked within the EPA and have told me the high level of corruption that they saw. They went in with high ideals and they left disgusted. It's like the last place you're going to save the environment is in Washington, D.C., They couldn't survive in the environment out in the wilderness of Colorado for a day. How do you think these bureaucrats know anything about the environment?
Yeah, and, you know, not all environmentalists are just your friendly polar bear saving type people. You know, a few years ago, I worked in local news, and I worked at an area where it was pretty much a ground zero for the radical environmental movement. It was just run by this environmental group where they had people come to the zoning meetings, people seated on the board of supervisors, all in order to gain influence on how the community did its land management and its land comprehensive planning and so forth. And these people did not like me. They constantly criticized my reporting because I would report the private property things that their regulations would cause. And they went so far as to call for my editors to fire me. Ultimately, in fact, I was fired at this newspaper because of a report I did that painted this environmental group in a negative light. And what it did was it drew connections between the financial donations that they made in D.C. in order to get their regulations accomplished and achieved in local government. So not all environmentalists are just out to save the world. A lot of them are out for their own pockets.
Yeah, that's the case. And there was another case where the EPA failed miserably in protecting the environment recently. If you remember that that water retention area in Colorado, filled with heavy metals, mercury, et cetera, and it spilled out, and, you know, onto Native American lands as well in Colorado. The EPA was all over that, and they did nothing for years, and they were largely responsible, and they were shown to be responsible again. But where is the accountability? Where is the liability? When government's involved, of course, you know, whether the corporation's polluted or not, the government absolves them of guilt, and then good luck trying to sue the government on behalf of the damage it does to your property and the ultimate personal property, private property, is your body. And if we would respect that, if government acknowledged that on a common law basis, then polluters would have a hell of a lot harder time polluting because they know they would be liable for their actions. Right now, the government absolves them from liability.
That's quite right. You know, the answer to all this, and I think you said it yourself, is the private property. Whether it's private property of self, private property of your home, private property of your businesses, nobody is going to take care of personal property better than the owner of the property. And government cannot, by definition, own property because it's all taxpayer funded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good point here. And remember, folks, if you don't think that private property would be protected by the owner, that's someone who doesn't give a flip about the value of whatever it is he or she is holding at that point as well. And if you, just trying to think of so many examples running through my head right now of the times where, oh, here's the quick Monsanto example, GMO drift, right? There were organic farmers adjacent to a farm that Monsanto had with their, you know, GMO Roundup ready, whatever it was. They had drifted some of their stuff over onto the organic farm. The organic farmer sued them and said, you polluted my property. Now I can't sell my organic crops. And they countersued and said, well, you stole our patented genetically modified seeds. They're like, no, I didn't. The wind blew them over. You violated. So who does the government side with? Global corporations like Monsanto, with no allegiance to any nation or state, just their bottom line, and they're willing to poison anybody they can for their profit. That there's no integrity there. There's no respect for life there. But private property can solve this, again. But government doesn't acknowledge it, often runs roughshod over your private property rights. We'll talk to Cheryl Chumley more about this after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I feel like I'm getting my Christmas gifts and my Hanukkah gifts all in one show because Cheryl Chumley is with me for the whole hour. How awesome. Thank you, Cheryl, for sticking around. This is really great.
Love to. Thank you.
Well, we were having I don't know if we were having a discussion or if I was just ranting on the break about the healthcare issue. And you've written recently about Jimmy Kimmel, who we've talked about on this show before because of his ranting against moms who have witnessed their children harmed by vaccines. And he apparently brought his kid out who had some medical issues that have been addressed as now the poster child for the cruelty of people who don't want Obamacare to go forward. What did you see in what's going on here?
Well, why would he bring his 7-month-old baby boy out on the stage It could have been a feel good moment. He could have come out with his child and say, "Hey, my child's doing great. Thank you for the well wishes and all your prayers and so forth." And he did that, but then he didn't stop. He had to go forward and call on Republicans in Congress to stop being such the party of the haters and pass the Children's Health Insurance Program, the CHIP program. And he started rattling off numbers of children, if Republicans don't pass the tax reform package with the proper funding for this CHIP program, that 9 million children will go without proper health care and probably die. And then he went even further and started giving out the phone numbers for the senators and House members on Capitol Hill. And mm-hmm. He did this with his son, Billy. To me, he was using his son as a political prop. And I find that a little bit offensive, I guess. And I just think Jimmy Kimmel ought to use his platform to do something more than just politicize based on bashing Republicans.
Yeah, I think Jimmy, with all of the money he's being paid to do his silly comedy show, and I'm not saying he's never funny. That's not my point. But you can do something in a private charity set up a foundation that helps the poor that don't have health care. But, of course, I might disagree with what he calls health care. I would call it disease creation and disease management, because what do you want with kids in the CHIP program? Poor people are going to be guaranteed to go to pediatricians who will give on well baby visits toxic pollutants in a syringe, and they'll call that health care. And this, to me, is a fundamental violation, because there's no informed consent for these people. They don't know what's in the vaccine to be able to make a decision to say, you know what, there are risks associated with this, including autism, which, by the way, CDC whistleblower, PhD William Thompson, senior researcher at the CDC, admitted to PhD Brian Hooker, who I had on the show last week, that they hid data, they trashed data, they fudged the data that showed the MMR vaccine was indeed linked to autism, and in particular, a triple the risk for young African-American boys given that shot on time or early. These are the poor people Jimmy Kimmel wants to make sure they're going to get in for their well baby visits.
Well, Kimmel didn't get into all that.
No, I know.
He called CHIP literally a life and death program for the American kids, and bash Republicans for not fully funding it. And you're quite right. If he wanted to do something good, he could turn fingers toward himself, reach in his own pocket, and say make a sizable donation to the very hospital that helped his child through heart surgery. He could have done that, because that's based on more a capitalistic system than the socialist one that he's trying to bring into America.
Yeah, remember, folks, if you believe in that system of theft in order to, you know, coerce people to participate, threat of violence or jail, you know, it's fundamentally flawed to begin with. I do help people. A lot of people help people. There's charitable hospitals. In fact, it used to be dominating the American landscape before government, you know, stole the money to be able to do that from those people that want to give. Now, people like Kimmel can still, he's got lots of excess, apparently, and could do some things. And I love charitable foundations and causes. And I have a perception that's quite different in terms of medical care. And yet that is shouted down, not even part of the discussion at the federal level, maybe not even at the state level. And that's problematic. That means there's a monochromatic view of what health care is. It's not. It's disease creation and disease management. Go back to the Flexner Report of 1910, learn some history, and recognize that if you adopt one system for all, most people will find that they're going to be destroyed by that very system. And what we found, modern medicine has become the third, second, or first leading cause of death in America. And you want to institutionalize that further, Jimmy Kimmel? No, thank you. But thank you to Cheryl Chumley for pointing it out.
Very welcome.
All right, Cheryl, we did it. It's an hour. That went fast. Like, blink of an eye, it's already done. How did this happen?
Very fast.
Well, listen, a merry, merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah, all y'all out there. I got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Cheryl, you've earned a great holiday next week. Enjoy it with your family. We'll miss you, but so grateful that you got to spend the whole hour with me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy holidays.
Yeah. All right, more healing to go, because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Boom.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.